Jesus, as found in John the 13th chapter, when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. That kind of servant's heart. So consider that as you fill those out. You're going to turn those in. There's going to be a basket right back here at the end of chapel today. And so as you're leaving, please put those in the basket. The winner of that award is going to be announced at Honors Chapel, which is going to be May 1st. And I got to tell you, that's going to be an incredible day. So please plan on being here. It's a little bit dressier kind of day, so please dress appropriate for that day. It's going to be giving honor to whom honor is due. So plan on that. All right, Eric.
Last week, I was really encouraged by our Passover service, but particularly what spoke to me was our Tenebrae service. If you were here, you remember that it was a very somber service where the lights were low, and it was just a time of powerful remembrance that really helped set the tenor of the weekend for me, just to be in thought about the passion of the Christ throughout the entire weekend. It was a very, very powerful experience. And so I took that experience home, and that Friday night I had a little service with my family. We did the same thing. We took all the art off. We left the art there, Scott. But we did turn down the lights, and we gathered around our campfire, or our fireplace, rather. And I know it's Dallas in April, but I'm like, we paid for a fireplace. We're going to use it. And so I read the story of the Last Supper through the crucifixion out of the book of Matthew, and I used the voice. You guys remember the presenter in chapel who came and gave out those copies. It's a neat translation that does put this into a narrative form. It was really useful that I got to read that in story form to my kids. And then on Sunday morning, we read from the Gospel of Luke about the resurrection and the sightings, and when Jesus is walking through walls, they thought that was pretty cool. Jesus walking through walls and scaring the tar out of his disciples. And that was kind of birthed out of my experience with the Tenebrae service. What I want to give you guys an opportunity to do is to discuss with each other how God spoke to you this last Easter weekend. I'm going to give you guys like 5 minutes just to talk with your friends or your neighbor or whoever. And I want you to discuss, what did God reveal to you this Easter season? What stood out to you? What was powerful or meaningful? Or where did you receive rest or consternation from this Easter break? You guys are going to have quite a bit of time to talk about that, and then I will call us back after you guys discuss. So go. This is sanctified conversation. I wonder if God is worshipped in our sanctified conversation. Maybe we need to have more conversation times in chapel, huh?
Amen.
Because Paul says right at the right after he talks about your spiritual act of worship, he says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your minds." And maybe we can do that best by just sharpening each other with identifying what God is doing in our hearts. So. Maybe we'll do that more. Because I think about how to best draw you and me into corporate worship. This is something that I wrestle with on an ongoing basis with my job. This is going to be something that you're going to wrestle with, those of you who are, it's your job to program worship and to program spiritual formation. Mr. Spees, Mr. Worley, and I have a long deliberation about what we can offer you and what would honor our God. What would God have us do to draw us into worship? And, your church leaders have the same angst, and I've got this angst about the way that our churches often do church. It's very me-centered. You know what I'm saying? This is probably not new to you. But it's very me-centered. We've developed a model where you can come in and you can watch the show. And the problem is that becomes our spiritual act of worship for so many of us. That when we come to church, we're doing our worship. And that's what a Christian does, is a Christian goes to church. And really what we're doing is watching the show. And the church has made it very easy for us to do that, right? our recent church. I mean, we have a stage here. We have lights that shine here. We turn down the lights so that you can blend in and disappear and do your spiritual stuff and then leave, right? And so there's this struggle that I have about true worship versus the show, you know? And I'm always mindful of the words of Amos. I'm telling you guys, as worship leaders, as church leaders, and just leaders in the church, there is no more sobering text in Scripture to me than the book of Amos when he talks about spiritual formation and programming worship, okay? Look at this. Look what Amos says. I've shared this almost every year. This is what the Lord says through Amos to the Israelites of his day. The Lord says, I hate, God says, I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs, the songs sung in God's name, the songs sung to the Lord. I will not listen to the music of your harps, but let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. And so as I program chapel and illuminate and dorm devos, as I schedule speakers, the words of Amos are always right there in front of me. Far be it from me to, and for you to, enter into your religious duty and offer a stench before the Lord. My desire instead is to grow innovative worshipers, not armchair theologians, not good church goers. And man, guys, going to church is crucial to your spiritual growth. You've heard me say that a million times, right? And the way that the church worships, it is what it is, and we worship together, and the church is a beautiful bride of Christ, right? You've heard me say that before, too. But my desire is that you would step outside of your cultural norms and discern what true worship is. Because true worship has to be inward and personal and yet outward and corporate. The difference between the foul stench and a joyful noise is a matter of the heart, but it's also a matter of the hands and the mouth. So my desire for these chapels is in all of our programs here at the college is that we would worship in spirit and in truth. Remember Jesus' words in John 4 when he talks to the woman. He says, a time has now come when worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth. Those are the kind of worshipers that the Lord seeks. That's incredible to me that the Lord is seeking those who seek him. In 2 Chronicles, it says the eyes of the Lord range throughout the entire earth to strengthen those who are fully committed to him. Man, as we struggle to worship well, God struggles to seek us out. Is that incredible? So that's my desire for us, you know, all the time, but for this service in particular, for these services. And so as I've thought about this April 22nd, you know, this has been on the calendar for a while now. They put April 22nd on there. As I've thought about this service, I thought, what is it that my students can really benefit from? What would really honor our Lord? The first thought that came to mind was an hour-long nap. I thought that would be probably the thing that you need the most is to go to sleep. But that would make the online recording sound really, it'd be really boring, listen to you snore. I mean, we don't have the floor space. So I thought second best thing, besides an hour-long nap, would just be an opportunity for you guys to worship corporately, for you to have a self-led time of encouragement, a time of praise, a time of building each other up. And so that's what we're going to do with this service, just to take time to remember what's most important. I remember Mary and Martha and their time with Jesus, right? And Mary was scurrying around the house and doing the dishes and cleaning up after the party, and Martha was just sitting there listening to the words of the master. And Mary said, Jesus, don't you care that Martha's not helping me at all? Will you tell my sister to get with it? Help me with the dishes? And Jesus says, Martha, Martha. Mary has remembered what's most important. And so I know right now at the end of our semester, you guys are scurrying around, carrying stressors, carrying a lot of fatigue, and I want you guys to have this service just to remember what's most important, just to take some time to have rest for your soul and remember what's most important. So we're going to do a few things. I want to explain those to you. Here in a moment, we're going to do one of the favorite things that I enjoy and just offer scripture over each other. I want to invite you to offer scriptures of encouragement. That's what we're going to focus on this morning. So here in a moment, it's going to be an open floor time for you to share scriptures that have encouraged you, scriptures about enduring, persevering, God's promises for those who remain faithful in him, because I want to end this semester well. I want to end this semester living gracefully. There's a difference between living, you know, accepting God's grace and living gracefully. A lot of us just kind of clomp along life with our massive schedules and our stressors and our headaches, and we're clomping through God's grace. I want to live gracefully. So we're going to take some time to share those passages with each other, and you can just stand right where you are and share that passage. And I'll even offer you the opportunity just to share one sentence about why that passage has been significant to you if you want, or you can just read the passage. I'll leave that up to you. Then we're going to pray for our seniors, and Dr. Stepp is going to lead us in that for our graduates who are going to be leaving here. Then after that, we're going to have an opportunity for you to express gratitude. And to do that, I want to offer you this as an open mic. I want you to come up front, and we have a row of chairs here so that you can sit in queue and come on up and offer gratitude or appreciation for your fellow classmates or to a particular faculty or staff member. Even if they're not here, you can still offer that that appreciation, or just to the Lord. I'll leave that up to you, but you can come up here, and if you would keep that to a minute or less, and you can just offer some appreciation, something that has been meaningful and significant to you here at the college or just in your life this last semester. Okay? So I want to offer you guys just a few seconds to enjoy some quiet, to think about some of those passages that are meaningful to you, or just to ask the Lord what he desires of you. And if you ask the Lord that, some of you would be would realize afresh God's desire, his pursuit of you. Some of you would desire, would realize afresh his conviction that he desires for you. So just take a few seconds to enjoy the whisper of the Lord. And I've asked Mike Griggs to be here in just a few seconds to come up and begin. You guys can share passages of encouragement.
I like to say, I don't really know if this is a thank you or much gratitude, but I'm very thankful for the entire experience that Dallas Christian College has shown me. It's given me a new outlook on life and basically everything, and I'm very grateful for the lessons that I've learned and the experiences I've gained and the certain people that I've met and have come into my life and basically given me a new hope and a new life worth living.
I just want to say thank you to Eric, Mr. Worley, and Dr. Stepp. Early January, they sat me down and we had a real deep talk. I was slipping a little bit, and they believed in me. They sat me down and talked to me and got me back on the right track. So I just want to thank them.
I just want to say I'm thankful for all of you. My first semester of my sophomore year, I went to Dallas Baptist. And as far as the college experience goes, they have more to offer because they have the unlimited budget and can give you everything you want for your college experience. But one thing they didn't have was you guys. And that's why I came back. I came back for you guys. I came back for this community. and to reconnect with the friends I had my freshman year, and to meet all of the new students. So I'm thankful for you guys, and I love you guys, so thank you.
I want to say thank you to Mr. Worley, Eric, Mr. and Mrs. Stepp, to Professor Bass, I don't see him, and basically all of the faculty here. I've had a lot going on these two semesters, and I just thank God for blessing me with people like you all to encourage me and to help me to continue to go. Thanks to Corey, Mercedes, TJ, Shay, and Adriana as well. You all have really been a blessing to me.
I've been going through a lot these past couple years, and I just want to say thank you to Zeke. If y'all don't, can you stand up, Zeke? I want to say thank you to Saint Zeke, because I don't know if you've ever encountered him or had conversations with him, but when you look at him, when he talks to you, you just know that everything's going to be okay. And because he's a gift, he's just full of joy, he's a gift from God, and he has so much hope. He's anointed, and God has great plans for him. But every time I've come to Greek class, from Greek 1 all the way to Greek 4, he's brightened my day. And I say thank you, Zeke.
You already know, yeah. Rise up. You know, if God didn't rise up, we wouldn't be here right now, right? We just celebrate that this past Sunday, right? Amen. I guess we got one believer in here. But just want to say thank you, God, for this school and for all the professors. Everybody shout out to Worley. And, I mean, Worley, thank you, because, man, show me grace. Dr. Stepp, Eric, President Rubik, I ain't going to forget you. Hardy and Halen, and he's in the back sick. But I just thank y'all for just believing, not in me, but as a students, you believed in all us, and you want us to, you know, rise and be the best, just like God sees us. And I just thank you for this atmosphere, the friends. Most of y'all influenced me, and I know I influenced y'all, not only but rise up, but with other, you know, qualities and characteristics that God's given me, for Paul and Harrison, soccer team. Man, it's been a great experience, and since I thank God that I've been here 3 years and I'm about to graduate, and still don't really know what I want to do, but I know God's going to protect me and guide me. But I'm going to say I'm going to miss all y'all, and I love y'all, and last time saying it, might as well do it. Rise up. Rise up, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
I don't really know how to follow that, but I guess rise up, man. I'm not going to pass up the opportunity to talk to a mic. I love talking. I think we all know that. I just want to let you guys know that I don't consider this a school very much. I was having a hard time coming to school in the first place, but I love the community we have here and the fact that I can call this community. I've been going through some times even before coming here and while being here, and just people around me, Christian, Josh, Eric, Worley, everybody, really, anybody I've come in contact with has either prayed for me, just asked me how I'm doing, or even asked me about my parents, and that's a cool thing to be able to come and just walk with you guys. And you guys encourage me every day without even knowing, and it's cool, and I thank you guys for that.
I just want to say thank you to the girls' dorm, and specifically to Selah, my roommate. I originally left college because of a roommate situation and because of a horrible dorm situation. And so coming here, I was really nervous. And Selah specifically has really made this a delightful year for me. And so just want to thank her for being a joy to live with.
God, this isn't any higher. Okay. but for real, though, I really want to thank a lot of the seniors.
I know that you guys can be super busy, especially because a lot of you going out and getting married and stuff like that and trying to get jobs and stuff. Not all of y'all. Some of y'all are just lazy and playing Xbox and stuff. But I really want to thank y'all for taking the time to reach out to some of us freshmen and first years and stuff like that. I know a few of y'all have made a real big difference in my life, and you know who you are. I'm not going to have a shout-out sesh, but thank you. You guys are the best.
I just want to say thank you to DCC as a whole. I've gotten so many experiences here that I probably never would have got if I went to another school. I was a college soccer player for 2 seasons. That never would have happened. And, I mean, I got to make my dream come true and go to Africa and go to Guatemala and just do all these incredible things that if we went to a different school, we wouldn't have these other opportunities. So just thank you for letting us do these things.
Good thing this thing's not any lower. I have reasons to thank pretty much everybody in this room, but two people, one's actually not here, but one is Marlene Fernandez and the other one's Bobby Murphy. I feel that those may be the two closest relationships that I made here, and I'm very thankful for both of those and that I've been able to have those since my first year here. You know, the iron sharpens iron kind of thing. I see that happening with them, and I want to be iron too. I'm just not there yet. I like learning from both of them, and we went to Buzz Brew so many times and talked about topics I never thought I would have ever talked about. Didn't even know some of those things existed, but I learned so much more about the Word and about, you know, I feel like I shared in their experiences and their travels around the world. And it's definitely two relationships that I want to make sure that stay in contact, stay intact for the rest of my life. And also, I want to thank President Rubeck and everyone else who made the President's Influence Retreat possible. That was an awesome thing. I want to thank Eric for the food. You know, for everyone who didn't go, it's about cafeteria food here, so don't worry. You didn't miss anything.
I didn't think I was going to do this, but I just want to thank everybody in this room, from professors to first-year students. Y'all really make this place what it is, and I want to thank the professors for being some of my best friends, encouraging me when I honestly think I suck, and I want to thank just this place for providing some of my best friends from Irvin and Joseph and Caleb, just guys who can hold each other accountable, and that's what it's all about. You can't do this alone, and just thank you.
Hi, I wanted to say I'm thankful for a couple people in particular. One is Heidi Meeks. I'm gonna cry right now. no, I'm not. Anyway, without details or whatever, she's been a really big blessing in my life. And then my fiancé as well. They've been a really big support and encouragement to me. So anyway, bye.
I just want to... Sorry, I'm not used to talking in front of a lot of people, but I just want to give thanks mostly for the staff here. Ms. Reynolds, you have been really helpful to me this entire first year of my college experience. It's been a real blessing to have you always helping me with the library, and you know, I always get through really early and stuff. I want to give thanks to all the professors for my music, for the degree that I'm studying right now. Professor Spies, Ms. Backlin, Ms. Graham. You guys have also been really kind and just, you know, always pushing me forward to, you know, obviously get rid of my fear of talking in or doing anything in front of people. And I also want to give thanks to a lot of the students here who have really helped me feel included and who have just really been like really friendly and inviting. So, yeah, thank you.
Okay. I just want to thank my friends, DeMarie, Nicole, TJ, Shay. You've all been blessings and you've been encouraging during some tough times and struggle. So thank you.
I remember when I first came here, I remember people would say that God puts people in your life for a reason or a season. And that's so true. And as I see people coming up here thanking God for the people in their lives, the faculty, the students, I just want to encourage you guys, those people that you're doing life with, they're there for a reason. Because there's people that you're going, they're going to pass you by, you know. You guys are going to, you know, but there's going to be those people that you do life with. Those people God puts, you know. So just I'm thankful for those people in my life that we're doing life together with each other, and pray that you guys are blessed.
I'll go.
I forgot one thing. He's not here right now, but we're both very appreciative of Dr. Dodgen. And I know he's really sick right now, and I just want you guys to keep him in your prayers. And probably one of the biggest mentors I've had here in my 3 years I've been here.
We've ever had here.
Close your ears real quick. Close your ears. And he's probably my best friend that I've made here.
It's a blessing to be able to be encouraged by you and to be able to worship together with you just by your words and by your remembrance of Scripture and the remembrances of things that God has done in your lives. As I read Scripture, man, so much of what made them persevere was looking back and remembering how God has delivered and looking ahead to what God has promised. And man, that encourages me. My work with you, when I want to strangle some of you, but you guys keep me young. You keep me encourage me to persist in what God's laid on my heart. So I appreciate each one of you for that. What I want to do is let me remind you of a few things, and then we'll read a scripture as we dismiss. The first thing is that this Thursday is Skip Day, woo, and. Best part of Skip Day is it doesn't start until 11 a.m., right? Pretty smart. So 11 a.m., you guys are going to meet. Where do you meet, student government? Is there someone in here who knows where we're going? Look around at 11 a.m. and you'll see some people go there. Mark Worley is pointing that way. So there's a utility closet right there. That's where we're going to meet. 11 a.m., that's going to be a fun time on Thursday. Also, be sure you guys fill out a vote on your Servant Award ballot. Only vote once, and then there's a basket. There was a basket. There's a basket right there in the back by Keldrick. If you would put that there as you dismiss. As we dismiss, if you would stand with me, I'd like to read a passage that Paul wrote to the church in Colossae there, and I'd like to have us read that together. We'll be dismissed. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. For all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Amen. You're dismissed.